Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat. Coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday. Hope you're all set to have a great weekend, wherever you're going, whatever you're doing. Hope you're carrying the G. Salute to that idea. Carry the G. That's what I love to hear. Hello, everybody. Chiming in already on the comments. So good to see everybody even showing up before I go live. It's pretty amazing. Each and every day, Packers fans worldwide, that's what we do. Before I dive into it today, as always, got to give a shout out to our good friends over at Ticket King. Based in Wisconsin since 1992, Ticket King is located across the street from Lambeau Field on Oneida. They're happy to help you find just the right tickets for Packers games, from larger groups to single tickets, both home and away. They partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgating and bus transportation to the games, so you don't have to worry about driving or parking. They're even open on game day for last-minute tickets or possible upgrades. They even have a drive-through window. And if you're not in Green Bay, no problem. Just use the Ticket King link on the Cheesehead TV homepage, on our app, or indeed in the description of this video. Use Ticket King, people, not Ticketmaster, not SeatGeek, or whatever national group is trying to rip you off. Use a local company based in Wisconsin since 1992, Ticket King, for all your Packers ticket needs. Speaking of the Packers, because that's what I do here each and every day, Brian Gutekunst. I mean, let's give this man a shout out for positioning the Packers in such a way where you just cast your mind back to how you felt about the potential for the future of the Packers when kind of the morass of the drama around Aaron Rodgers and his possible possibility of him leaving the franchise and how veteran-laden the roster was and how things just felt kind of, I don't know, precarious, right? Now you fast forward 2 years and suddenly the Packers seemingly have positioned themselves in a, I'll call it a two-year window, where they can really take advantage of this young roster that Gutekunst has put together and the way he has gone about trying to infuse youth, talent, upside. There's a way they can take advantage here. We talked about it a little bit last night on the happy hour, which got me thinking, you know, you look at this kind of two-year window they're in when it comes to the contracts for all of the young guys on offense, but you're just going to start to probably include some of the guys on defense when they start making plays and making a name for themselves. I mean, you've talked so much in kind of the NFL media landscape about the ability to take advantage of a quarterback on his rookie deal, which, you know, teams have done that, and that is one way to go about it. But, man, you just keep seeing, for example, these wide receivers getting paid. And look, they're very talented, Justin Jefferson being the latest example. But, man, the Packers are going to get so much out of their, you know, rookie class from 2023 and their rookies from 2022 as far as Watson and Dobbs. You throw all those guys in the mix and the ability to kind of throw waves of talented pass catchers at defenses and not being, you know, not paying a premium to do so. Obviously, you're about to pay Jordan Love, and he's about to get a very hefty contract. But the way that Brian has kind of turned it on its head is pretty fascinating. And there are certainly, given the idea that, yes, some of these guys, mostly, hopefully, all these guys are going to continue to improve and develop and become much more of a household name, so to speak, around the league, it's going to be fascinating to see what kind of determinations they make when it comes time to pay whoever, whether it's Watson, whether it's Reed, whether it's Musgrave. Like, eventually, those decisions are going to have to be made. But right now, especially for the next 2 years, man, they are living large. And like I said, like, we know there's a lot of excitement and upside on the offensive side, but man, it's going to be fascinating to watch who gets on the field early and often on the defensive side of the ball this year from the injection of youth on that side of the ball, whether it is the safeties, of which there are at least three, you know, and then look at the linebacker group, the addition of Cooper and pairing him with Walker and some of the other guys lower down the depth chart, man, I tell you, it's going to be fun to watch for the next 2 years. I don't envy what Brian and company are going to have to do decision-making-wise when, say, 2026 comes up, but obviously that is a ways down the road. It's called the NFL. They say it's not for long, and things can change real quick. And who knows, maybe we're sitting here, you know, next offseason talking something very different and things have totally fallen apart and it's very much a different landscape. But right now, I got to tell you, I am beyond excited to see where they head these next 2 years. And really, they should be competing for championships. I mean, it's insane to me that we sat here, you know, last September and October watching this team struggle mightily. And now you flip it on its head and all of a sudden I'm thinking this team is definitely in line to start competing for a championship. And I never in a million years expected that expectation to arrive so quickly. Yet here it is. Hopefully they're able to take advantage, especially in this window that they have, where they have a ton of really talented, cheap labor. It's impressive. It's good work by Gutekunst. He's got to continue to churn the roster, obviously. Nobody's arrived. There's a lot of work to be done, but man, you can't help but be excited if you're a Packers fan. No question about it. Hello to everybody in the comments. So good to see everybody. Tons of people mixing it up, including Ryan, who was here early. Thanks for the super chat, man. Do you think the Packers and Love reach a deal before camp, or will they roll the dice and let the season play out? I'll be absolutely shocked if they go into camp without a deal done. I've been saying that pretty much all offseason, and I'm going to continue to say it. I entirely believe they will get something done before the start of training camp, and I think they'll most likely want to announce it at the start of training camp. But yeah, is there a possibility that it doesn't get done? I suppose it's anything's possible, right? And Jordan Love has kind of intimated that he doesn't have an issue with the idea yet of possibly going into the season without an extension, but that can change real quick. And one discussion with his agent, and all of a sudden you could be approaching camp, maybe deal's not done, and then Jordan saying, well, maybe I don't show up unless that deal gets done. That is entirely possible. I don't think it's going to come to that. I do think they'll get something done. I think both sides want to get it done. We heard Brian on the radio just last week talking about how, you know, they have definitely been engaged in talks. Both sides see a path forward to get it done sometime this summer, most likely before training camp begins. That's my guess. Joey, what's up, man? Hot take, Donovan Jennings makes team over Newman. It's entirely possible. We talked about this a little bit on Happy Hour last night. It's interesting how this roster is set up because they have been so kind of active in drafting numbers, right? They've had big draft classes these last couple of years. Got to think it's going to be a little harder for these undrafted guys to get a crack at it, you know? The ability to make this roster is going to come down to A, obviously you got to be a demon on special teams in some way, shape or form, but B, yeah, you got to take advantage of the kind of scraps that you're probably going to be getting when it comes to training camp and whatever you can do to turn some heads and make plays and be consistent in that regard. It's not to say it's impossible. Maybe Jennings does it. But man, it's going to be tough. It's going to be real tough with the numbers kind of stacked against them. I mean, lots of years we've gone into training camp with, you know, plenty, like 15 undrafted guys. And now it's like such a small number comparatively. And this is something I pointed out last night. You remember last year when we got to this point of the offseason, Malik Heath had already started kind of making some waves, some headlines, right? We had heard that he had been running with the ones throughout the offseason. And I remember saying, okay, that's step one. Now they're still in shorts and let's see what happens. The key is to keep doing that, right? When you get the pads come on in training camp, and he did, and then he continued to do it throughout training camp, and then he got opportunities in the regular season, and he really became a contributor. I mean, all that's to say, we knew about Malik Heath because he had done what you need to do as an undrafted guy early in the process. I haven't really seen that anywhere in the reporting anyway from the 3 days that we've been privy to, the media has been privy to, and that we've all got reporting on. You haven't really seen any of the undrafted guys make that kind of jump yet. Now, maybe it happens once training camp starts, but it's just noticeable, right? I think it's going to be real tough for these undrafted guys to crack this roster. But we know if there's a room, if there's a, you know, a franchise where as an undrafted guy, you're going to get a chance to do so, it's in Green Bay. They're going to give you a fair shake. So we'll see. Jennings, I'm pulling for him, no doubt. Mike Witt, what's going on, man? Hey, Nags, I'm more worried about Goot not re-signing 97. In my opinion, he's the glue of the D. Love's deal will get done, but please don't forget about 97, Goot. Yeah, it's the silence around Kenny Clark's potential extension is interesting because we know earlier this offseason, Spoon, Tom Silverstein, reported that the Packers wanted to get a deal done with Kenny. Now, I do not doubt for a moment that all of these big contracts that have been signed by your interior defensive linemen around the league throughout the offseason has probably played some havoc there, because the Packers, traditionally, we all know, they do not like to hand out those third contracts. And Kenny is a special case. He's, you know, obviously a much younger guy than probably most guys reaching their third deal. And he is still very effective, and no question about it. Like you say, he's the glue of the defense. But I do wonder, with a switch to the 4-3 and what they're going to be doing along the defensive front, I would have thought that would, if they had the intention of getting it done, I would have thought it'd be done already. Maybe they do go into this final year and just let it ride, both sides, right? I don't know if, you know, they're thinking, well, let's get into the season and see how he looks in the 4-3 in what we're asking him to do. I tend to think myself, you know, not the Packers, obviously, but I think Kenny can do anything you ask him to do. I think he's one of the most perennially underrated players in the NFL. I don't doubt for a moment that he's going to shine in Halfley's defense. But maybe that's, you know, that given, and the numbers that have kind of been pumped up here throughout the offseason at that position, maybe that has all combined to slow things down there. But I really hope they get something done, because I would love Kenny to retire as a Packer and to spend his entire career in Green Bay. That's what I hope happens anyway. What else we got here? We got Portmaster. What's going on, man? The team is going to punch people in their mouths. I hope so, man. It's about time we get some physicality and some nastiness and some attitude in Green Bay. You know, some real tough shit. That's what I'd like to see. Some real hitting, you know, none of this like throwing yourself at the ball carrier's feet, or, you know, missing tackles or hitting people and then being dragged for 3 or 4 yards. I want people hit and on the ground. That's what I want. Here's hoping. Joe, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Kenny Clark going to get a third contract? I was just talking about it. It's a good question, man. I hope so. I truly hope so. Joey, thanks again, man. This way of team building has me confident in the future when we can't go out to pay outside free agents and have to rely on the draft to fill in needs. Yeah, I mean, look, you're going to want to draft continuously and build up your core, right? The free agent market should be utilized, but it should be utilized to kind of paper over the mistakes you made drafting, essentially, right? And that's kind of what Xavier McKinney is. You know, he is what they had hoped Darnell Savage would become. Sadly, he never did, right? But ultimately, yeah, you want your base, your core group of guys to come through your drafts. No doubt about it. What else we got here, folks? I want to make sure I don't miss anybody. Good. KC, about that life. You got that right. Packers go 5 wide, and all 3 wide receivers are blanket covered. Who are you going to make a play? Aaron, I'm not quite sure what you're asking there. You go 5 wide, but all 3 wide receivers are blanket covered. If you're 5 wide, don't you have 5 wide receivers? Unless you're talking about 3 wide receivers and 2 tight ends, or 3 wide receivers, 1 tight end, and a running back. But if you're going 5 wide, traditionally, 5 wide receivers, man, someone's making a play. And by the way, it's Jaden Reed, 100%. Soder, what's up? Packers' only job was don't alienate Brazil fans, blew through that benchmark. Now the job is for them to bend the narrative, long odds. Yeah, that was just an unfortunate interview with Josh Jacobs there on the Chris Long podcast. Look, I don't know what the way he told it, it sure sounds like they've been told, like, don't go outside, stay in the hotel, we're going to have armed guards with you the whole way, blah, blah, blah. That is a bad look, no doubt about it, especially for an NFL, for a league that's trying to, like, expand the game and grow the game. And, oh, yeah, we're going to come play, but, you know, we're going to treat it like we're in a third world country where we need to have these guys under armed guard, lock and key, blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, it's not a great look at all. But I will say, shout out to all of the many Brazilian fans and content creators who have jumped up to say this could not be further from the truth. And all this nonsense about not being able to wear green, etc., is all just that. Complete nonsense. Yes, there is a rivalry, a soccer rivalry that, you know, feeds into the lack of wearing green in the stadium, etc. But it's not gang stuff. It's not violence. Everyone just needs to roll. Slow their roll. Joe asks, you going to wear green in Sao Paulo? Yeah, probably. I mean, I'm going to be in the press box, so I'm not going to be in the stands with the fans, so it'll be all right. I'll be fine. Random Packer Corey Bradford. That's a good one. That's a good one. I like that. Come on now. Here's Dennis is here. What's up, Dennis? How are you, man? Glenn, you've asked this before. Buddy, I wear the headphones because it's the only mic I got that's decent. If you want me to sound like shit, I could go get my old podcast mic. But this podcast mic sounds good. And it's the only one I got. Is that okay? Are you going to ask that question again for a third time? You know, I can explain it again and again and again, but I feel like I've done it twice now, and you should know this. All right? Happy Friday, buddy. What else we got here, folks? This mic sounds buttery. Yeah, exactly. My soothing tones. Packers Daily. Oh, I love it. Third time's the charm? Yeah, maybe. I think someone will attempt to corner Mark Murphy at a random basketball game and ask about Love's contract. Brandy, it's possible, though, that the basketball tournament where he spoke last year and made headlines, I believe, was the women's or the girls' high school WIAA tournament, which is in, obviously, during the school year, which would be after, hopefully, this deal gets done. But if it's not done, you can bet, yes, he will be asked about it early and often. No question about it. What was the name of the Packer running back that used to fan his feet when he scored? Was that the Packers? I feel like that was a different team. Was that a Packers running back? Man, I can't remember. I honestly cannot remember. Someone in the comments, I'm sure, will remind us, but I can't. I thought that was, like, I'm thinking of, like, you know, Billy White Shoes Johnson and his celebrations and things like that, but I can't remember. As a fan base, we don't normally get to pull out the gold stuff en masse. Embrace it. I feel you, Soder. I see. I feel you, but I just want people to know you can wear green if you're going to Brazil. There's a great article on Cheesehead TV right now that you can read about it. Like, do it, people. My gut says BJ Raji. Yeah, BJ Raji used to famously fan his feet after scoring touchdowns. David asks, when will they release the training camp schedule? That is an excellent question, David. We know July 22nd is the start of camp, which also means we know that July 28th is the first day they can wear pads, which is the first day I will be there. But as far as, like, yes, like when the practices are and, more importantly, when's family night and things like that, who knows, man? Probably the week before. I don't know. It drives me nuts every summer, but at least we know the starting date. Who knows? Maybe they'll release it right now when I'm talking live, but we'll see. Mike Witt, what's up, man? Did you see Bleacher Report's trade suggestion for the Packers? Yikes! P.S. Eli shouldn't be in the same book as Rodgers. Talked about the Stroud stuff, so I'm not going to belabor that. But yes, the Bleacher Report trade scenario. Hey, they succeeded in what they were trying to do, which is get everybody talking about it. Like, yeah, no, never in a billion years would the Packers even entertain. They would hang up the phone on that trade. But, hey, everyone's talking about Bleacher Report, so they won. It's like when you guys come up in here with Colin Cowherd stuff. Like, that means he won because you're talking about it. All those touchdowns Roger scored in his career. Yeah, John, like, all those touchdowns. All those NFC Championship game touchdowns. He had so many. Come on now. Tom, I woke up at 5 a.m. this morning and couldn't fall back asleep because I couldn't remember if it was Jack Podelsny or Podelsky. The offseason needs to come to an end swiftly. It's Podelsky, isn't it? Oh, man. Now I'm all discombobulated. What else we got here, folks? Oh, got that one. Don't want to miss anything. New York Cheesehead says, I haven't been this excited about the defense for a long time. All right. I don't want to get in trouble here because I know I got yelled at during the draft live stream, but man, I got to see it. I'm excited for the potential. I'm excited for the youth and the scheme change. You got a new coordinator. I'm all about it. But I got to see it. It's going to be hard for me. It's going to be real hard for me to get too excited. I'll get excited. I'm sure I'll get to camp and I'll see the 4-3 and I'll see the new safeties and I'll see guys moving around and I'll see Jair doing his thing and I'll get excited. I'm not going to get bought in excited until I see it. Like, till we're down in Brazil watching them go to work. Then then I might get excited. So we'll see. Cheesehead Joey, what's up, man? Another shout out to Tom Grassi on his tour. Yes, no doubt. I hope he has recovered from his bout of food poisoning. But I believe I saw earlier this afternoon, I think he's close to hitting his goal. Like, he's almost at 100,000. He's probably there by now, actually, because I saw that earlier today. So, man, shout out, Tom Grassi. You are a force of nature. Could not be more proud of the work you're doing. And to have you associated with the Green Bay Packers is just awesome, dude, because you are such a force for good. Keep it up, man. All right, I got to get going. Can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. I'll be back on Monday. Have a good weekend. Keep it up. Go Pack, go.